Welcome. It's the Maury and Julia Show, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Hump Day! The best news of the day for me, by Friday, Julia doesn't like this, but by Friday we could hit 40 degrees. 40!
You know why I have a hard time with the weather going, this weather yo-yo?
Yeah.
It's really horrible for our roads.
Oh, Julia.
Yes, they can expand, contract.
That's winter.
Just like my
Welcome
body.
To winter, people.
It's bad for our skiers.
You always feel bad about something.
We are not giving that.
Well, here's
one
what I don't feel bad about. And can you play our little Super Bowl theme?
Super Bowl time. Time for Julia's.
I've got Super Bowl fever. I love football.
She likes sport.
I bet she does.
Super Bowl segment.
She somehow always knows everything that's going on.
We love our Super Bowls here, and here's something that is long overdue and so bad. Justin Timberlake was asked when he was on an iTunes Beats One, studio talk along about Nipplegate. And here's his response.
He was asked about Janet, and he answered it?
Yeah, this is what he was saying.
I'm shocked that his people didn't say, don't bring it up.
Well,
he was talking
about his new album, Man of the Woods, and he discussed his upcoming Super Bowl 52 performance, and many were shocked, about his performance at the Super Bowl in 2004 when he ripped off something on Janet Jackson's breast, her bra, and it was supposed to be a star, but it actually malfunctioned and her nipple was shown. And he said, he referred to it naturally, that's something that we talked about him and Janet. To be honest, it wasn't too much of a conversation, he continued. It was just one of those things, and you go like, yeah, what do you want me to say? We're not going to do that again?
What?
Then he stumbles. He said he stumbled through his performance. His wires were crossed. Something happened. And you go back and you look at it like, okay, well, you can't change what happened, but you can move forward and learn from it.
I'm furious he's playing at the Super Bowl. I couldn't be
what
more.
What do you want me to say?
That
say
was a that. Practice move. They knew that he was going to rip that off, and it was a practice move.
He doesn't own it.
I can't.
What do you want me to say? What we want you to say is just say, oh my gosh.
What you say is, I was as much a part of that as Janet. I've always felt bad. I didn't defend her.
Yep.
I'm sorry now. I'm letting her know. Might be a surprise later for y'all. I mean, he's so arrogant, but he's a classic white privileged guy, Julia. And he has forgotten the number one thing you learn when you're young and you're starting out in whatever business or career you're in.
To be humble?
Yeah. Well, you remember the people who gave you a hand up.
Yep.
And she was the biggest star in the world on the Velvet Rope Tour, and she okayed NSYNC.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Owns it.
He never acknowledges the part that she gave him in becoming who he got to be.
Okay.
I can barely breathe.
I know, moving on.
I can barely breathe about this one. That is just...
I knew you would die, Larry, but we're going to move on.
Well, do you notice how he turned it towards him again?
Always.
By saying, I couldn't perform. I was all messed up after that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, just for the very first thing. Naturally, that's something we talk... And I let her own it. I let her take all the heat. And by the way, when they asked her to not go to the Grammys, I didn't say, if she ain't going, I ain't going.
Right.
That's what a man would have said.
He flunked it again.
Julia, he is lower than a man sitting on a dime.
13 years later, I hope he performs really well. All right, Super Bowl volunteers,
It won't even matter.
No, Crew 52, Lori.
Yeah.
Crew 52, that's the name of all of the volunteers, the 10,000 volunteers.
Okay.
I've got friends who are on volunteer teams.
You're part of Crew 52?
Part of Crew 52. And
is that like the 13th man in Seattle?
Is it the 52nd Super Bowl, Lori.
Okay, thank you. Julia, listen, it's like I had to explain school to a couple relatives who aren't Norwegian.
It's legitimate.
It is a legitimate question.
It is.
I'll go along with that.
Thank you, people.
Here's a couple things that we know about Minnesota. We donate more money than the national average. Our state does. We have more people per capita that donate.
We volunteer more.
Yeah. We have cleaner cities and beautiful green spaces. And now... we can be proud that we volunteer. If we say we're going to volunteer, we show up. According to the Super Bowl host committee organizers.
Oh, they must have a big dropout at the other ones?
Yeah. When they were in, Donnie, what'd you say, San Francisco?
San Francisco, they had a 40% dropout
40%.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Standard attrition is 30%. Here, it's been less than 5.
Oh, my, that is.
And just, can I tell you some of the duties my friends have?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Skyway.
Doesn't that just make you a problem? Well, yeah, they're going to need people directing people in the damn Skyway.
I know.
Yeah.
And she's going to be warm. She got that one. I've got people that.
Are they getting official?
Oh, yeah. They have all the clothes.
But, like, what are they? Jackets, sweatshirts,
mittens,
hoodies?
You get two different outfits if you're outdoors and indoors. You got them at the big kickoff at Excel last month.
Yeah. Nice parka.
But you're part of you go through a 90-minute training with people in my friend's team. There are people from South Dakota.
Very organized.
Extremely. You had to do 3 shifts.
Okay.
So my other friend's mom and Shushi, they're in their 80s. They are assigned to the Marriott downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, my gosh.
Meet and greet. So excited.
How fun.
And then my other friend is going to be working right at the experience on Nicollet.
Do you think there are volunteers at every hotel besides, like, the hotel staff concierge?
Yes.
Because I would want to be assigned. I would only volunteer if I could be
assigned to the hotel where
the Meridian
all the good people are.
Or the Grand or
the Graves.
The Graves.
Or the Lowe's.
The Lowe's. It's called Lowe's. The fanciest. And then I would do it.
And then we are also broadcasting.
I'm so excited.
I'm not going to announce where yet.
Okay.
But we are broadcasting live our shows on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we're going to be in the thick of the Super Bowl pack.
But out of the security perimeter, which is how many miles, Casey? Or Casey Downey?
I wasn't able to figure it out.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, I think it's like a 2-mile radius from... Super Bowl, or maybe it's a mile.
I don't want you to give that information because I don't know if it's correct.
I don't know what it is, but it is. There is a radius. It's not blocks. I think it's at least a mile. How about
that? Well, that one, Lori, that would mean all of downtown Minneapolis.
Okay, I'm very bad with blocks.
Okay, we're doing cold medicine, too.
I am doing Sudafed, Stronger, and Mucinex, and Enamoxicillin.
Oh my gosh.
My cold turned into a sinus infection, which my doctor said is what's happening to people with the flu. It's turning into sinus, bronchitis, or pneumonia.
It's scary.
This flu is so whatever, so...
Oh, honey, you've had it for... It's been over a week.
But she said this is the pattern.
Yeah. It's not good.
That's what's happening. People give you recover from your flu, and then you get some kind of...
Then you get something else.
You're full of snot.
It's like you recover, but you're not. Well, we are going to take a break now. When we come back, Ann Curry spoke up about her departure from NBC, and we're going to hear her talk about it this morning. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lori and Julia. This is My Talk 107.1. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Lamagate is going on in the studio right now. And
Lamagate.
I'm preserving the man wall that was established our very first
year
on there. What was that, 2002 or 3?
Yeah, 2.
So established 2002, and we're having a wreckage of the lower level men because all the chairs hit them and people don't take
pins and you repin them.
Yeah.
It's basically a teenage girl's bedroom in here.
It is.
But some
of the photos are classic, like a black and white of Paul Walker, who's passed away, a black and white of Paul Newman.
Beckham before all the tattoos from a Got Milk at commercial. It's classic.
It's classic. So we're just, we've got our Hubbard archiver in here helping us figure that all out. But that's happening, Ann Curry was on CBS Morning Show. Here, we're just going to start it all
let her speak. Yes, because she sat down with Gail and Nora.
And
I love that she went to CBS because she was still loyal enough to NBC not to go to ABC.
I loved it.
And of course, that would have been too awkward for everybody at NBC. So CBS was perfect. And she's on the cover of People.
Yeah. And the reason why she's talking now is she has a new series that's coming out on PBS. We'll meet again. We'll talk about that later. So what does she make of Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer leaving their jobs? Not leaving, being fired.
This is your first television interview. And a lot has changed in the television landscape on morning television in the last 3 months. Our former co-host, Charlie Rose, has left. Someone you anchored with, Matt Lauer, has left his broadcast. What do you make of this reckoning?
I think it's, in general, overdue. We clearly are waking up to a reality and injustice that has been occurring for some time. And I think it will continue to occur until the glass ceiling is finally broken. This is about power, a power imbalance, where women are not valued as much as men. I'm not talking about people being attracted to other people. I'm talking about people in the workplace who are powerful, who are abusing that power, and women and men are suffering. And I think the fact that people are speaking out is important, and the fact that we are moving against this imbalance of power is absolutely overdue.
And couldn't agree more with absolutely everything she said.
She said it so beautifully, I thought.
And she's had a long time to think about
it. 4 years.
In the People magazine interview, she says she got, you know, went to therapy and stuff like that. But you and I are the same general age as Ann Curry. Mm-hmm. And it really was like, even I think of when we were at Carlson, mm-hmm. the men were vice presidents and the women were directors. Mm-hmm. And we had to fight. We never did get to be VPs, mm-hmm. but we had to fight to even go, like, we were managers to directors. Right. And it really was a thing. And the guy, I was hired as a manager, but the guy I replaced was a director and, mm-hmm. and then had been a VP. It just, it's been going on for a long, long right. time. And that has been the one good thing,
it's the power
of all of this happening.
I agree.
It's amazing. Let's play the next
one. Okay, the next one she's talking about. Does she believe
Matt? I think they say the question.
Oh, do they, Donnie? Okay.
Do we have the question?
Yeah, I think they set it up. Yeah, here we go.
Do you believe that Matt Lauer abused his power?
You know, I'm trying to do no harm in these conversations.
I'm trying to do harm, she says.
Not do harm.
I can tell you that I am not surprised by the allegations.
What do you mean by that, Anne? What do you mean that you're not surprised?
Because
you had heard things, you knew things. What does that mean?
That means that now I'm walking down that road. I'm trying not to hurt people, and I know what it's like to be publicly humiliated. I never did anything wrong to be publicly humiliated, and I don't want to cause that kind of pain to somebody else. But I can say that because you're asking me a very direct question, mm-hmm. I can say that I would be surprised if. Many women did not understand that there was a climate of verbal harassment that existed. I think it would be surprising if someone said that they didn't see that. Mm-hmm. So it was verbal sexual.
All right, let me stick with the
sorry. I just don't. I'm gonna. She just said verbal sexual harassment was pervasive.
Yeah.
At NBC at the time when you were there.
You know, I don't want to. I don't want to cause more pain, but no, I'm. You're asking me a very direct question. I'm an honest person. I want to tell you that it was, yes, period.
But I mean, she Matt Lauer was gunning for her, and she wasn't great in that position, but his gunning out for her and every day going to the president of NBC, we got to get rid of her. She's bringing everything down. He planted all those seeds, but she doesn't want to say that.
But see, I disagree. I mean, I agree that he had a huge part in it, but he got her fired. No, let's listen to the next
right.
one, and I'm gonna
right.
and I've got a different opinion, Lauren.
Right.
Okay, so
let's just play it.
Yep.
But in your particular case, in the court of public opinion, many people thought that Matt Lauer was behind you leaving the Today Show. I'd like to know what you feel about that. We've never talked about this, and I've always wondered. Your last day was very emotional. It was very difficult for you, clearly. And I don't want to upset you here again either.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to start crying.
Okay. But do you believe that he was behind
you? You should ask someone else. I'm not the one to ask about that.
You're the only one to ask.
No, because I don't know what was all behind it. I do know that it hurt like hell. It wasn't a fun moment. I've learned a great deal about myself. I've really, at this point, let it go. Mm-hmm. I've just let it go. And I think that... it's been years, and I want to sort of really move on from that. I mean, at this point I'm thinking Hakuna Matata, just sort of over. But no, I think that the real question, in my view, is what are we going to do with all of this anger? And it's not just obviously about where I used to work. It's not about where you're now working, but it's about the problem that's pervasive across industries, in workplaces across America. And this is actually the issue. And the question is, ultimately, what are we going to do about it? And I wonder if we keep focusing only on these individual scandals, if we're actually going to move off of that foot into creating something better in the future.
classy and dignified. Yeah, classy. She's not going to give away her personal feelings. She knows in her heart that Matt did the whispering on the side to make sure she was out, because she was held to this whole other standard.
Okay, Lori, I agree, but I disagree. Here's what I also think is almost an elephant in the room. She got fired because she wasn't doing a good job. Okay, but if I wanted you fired, I suddenly decided I can't stand your guts, I would go in and talk to someone.
Don't know that the reason that she wasn't good in her job was because Matt was making her uncomfortable every single morning. Remember, as co-hosts, if you or I, you and I have both filled in with people that we were like, oh my God, that was painful.
Right.
He did nothing to help her. I watched Natalie Morales on Access Hollywood.
Okay, today.
And she had it classy and dignified. Matt Lauer, she didn't say it, but she said, Ann has done so much fine work for NBC over the years. And there is a balance that happens at the desk in the morning.
Interesting. Yeah.
And Matt Lauer probably didn't talk to her. Gave her the cold shoulder. Didn't talk to her between breaks.
You're right, Lori. And you hear, yes, I get it now. I get
what
you're saying.
She's not giving away her feelings on that. So she was held to this whole other standard. How do you be your natural self
when you're getting rock blocked?
You're getting rock blocked every direction. And she's too classy and dignified to say.
She is. And I respect her for that.
I do too. And I only feel like I really got that from also listening to Natalie Morales.
Yeah, because I didn't pick that up here. I was thinking, she doesn't want to say, listen, I got fired because I wasn't good at my job, too.
Just graduated fresh on campus. Fresh out East Atlanta.
Welcome back, gang. We're delighted. We have Allison Kaplan here from the Shop Girls, Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, and a dear, darling friend of ours. Allison, how are ya?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Good. Did you see any of the Ann Curry interview on CBS this morning?
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to.
Yeah. Lori just said something that I've never thought about, you know, because we were just not fans when she took over the co-anchor job after Meredith Vieira left.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we just thought she was too, it wasn't her sweet spot. And Lori just brought up, you know, imagine what it would be like working next to someone who doesn't talk to you during breaks, who doesn't care about your opinion ahead of the show.
He's made it obvious he can't stand that you have this job. He liked you over in the news. So
right.
He's cold blocking you every day, and you're supposed to act like a family.
Yeah.
And I never thought of that before, because she was just not good at her job, but she was probably freaked out every day.
He had the power. Yep. He had the bigger contract. He was the marquee name. She had worked at NBC for 15 years. She was great at her job. I'm just saying that
it's interesting
that you always, it's like looking at actresses now whose careers fizzled. Now I say, oh God, did Harvey do this to them?
Right.
Smear them right out of an acting job? Yeah. Because you could smear an anchor.
You could.
Out right. of yes. her job.
You know, Ann Curry was in town not that long ago. She was here for We Day, and I was there, and I saw her, you know, fairly up close. She looked real good.
She looked great.
And she was classy and dignified. It's unbelievable. We're going to play some more after we're done talking to you, but it was just, it was really good. And she's on the cover of People this week, so
All right.
Good for her.
How to Dress Minnesotan. Are you getting excited for the Super Bowl?
Oh, gosh.
We are so in it to win it in all ways. I mean, it is game on at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine.
All right. I've been following you guys because we're trying to do a Super Bowl update. It's only 19 days away, and it's so much fun. One thing I think you should let Target know is that they need more Viking merchandise.
You think so? You know, I think you need to come downtown to the downtown Minneapolis store.
Well, that's not convenient for half the world.
Yeah.
So we go to our suburb stores or our local stores, and there's nothing. There's no flurry, cute hats with the palms on them or anything.
They could be making bank.
I went to two different places today, and the same people followed me from Kohl's to Target.
That's hilarious.
And we're looking.
I think this is a common problem. I don't think they were prepared. I don't think they did not know how many Stephon Diggs jerseys they were going to be selling this week.
Well, I mean, how hard can it be to get them printed? Don't get them made in China. Go to a local shop in Mendota Heights have them made.
I will say this. I realize downtown Minneapolis isn't all that convenient. However, you can park underneath Target, and then you get it validated if you spend
$20.
Who doesn't spend $20 when you go to Target, right?
That's a really new thing that we never knew about.
Yeah. So
Thank you.
It's actually much easier than people think. And frankly, in the winter when it's freezing cold, it's kind of nice because you park, you know, inside.
I love that.
It's warmer. And I will say that it is worth it because that store is so ramped up for the Super Bowl already.
Oh.
They have two floors. The whole front of the store is like all Super Bowl. And it's a lot of, you know, purple Super Bowl merchandise, but a lot of Viking stuff too.
Okay, good to know.
And then they've got the whole North collection, which Asko Finlayson did.
I love it.
I feel like the stores sold through a lot of that stuff on Sunday, but downtown is probably one of the best stuff.
All right, thank you for that. That's going to send a lot of people down there. All right, so what else is happening downtown Super Bowl?
It's very exciting. I mean, right outside of Target, the whole Birkebeiner Bridge is already, like, up.
Oh,
it's there.
Yep.
It's over the street. There's this whole building that has been erected that's literally just the entrance. They've basically built a building in front of the stadium.
Wow.
It has Verizon on it. But it's like this whole glass structure. I mean, it's crazy. There is a lot happening. You're starting to feel like, wow, this is really coming.
So, and you know, if you go down there now, you'll be able to see it before all the crowds. So
yeah.
you would be able to kind of see some stuff. So I love that.
Do you know what the radius is, Allison, for the security at the Super Bowl? What the radius is?
Oh,
is it like
goodness.
A 10 block?
Yeah, you know, we actually have a story on our site that talks about, like, what roads are going to be closed,
okay. Where
you can go, which ramps are closed.
Donnie,
you know,
we need to post that.
Yeah,
MSPMag.com.
It's right on the front right now. We just posted it today. Even, like, how Uber is going to surge, like, every transportation question
Good. You
have.
Oh, wonderful.
And, I think it's going to... The truth is, like, I park in a ramp that's only 3 blocks away from the stadium. It's not closing. My ramp is open. I can't use my card the weekend of the game. But other than that,
okay.
I don't think it's going to... I think people will be able to move around.
I'm
okay,
so excited.
Well, that's okay. Good. I know, you know, maybe with the Shop Girls or maybe with MSP Magazine, I don't know if you've talked to George Katsiopoulos, but we always loved him when he was on the original Fashion Police with Joan and Julianne. I just love George.
Is he coming here?
Well, he's got a new TLC. He's got, because I thought he was great on TV. He's got Say Yes, Wedding SOS that premieres on TLC on Saturday. And I was just wondering if you guys were going to talk to him or if you knew about it.
We haven't. We're sort of making our wish list. I mean, there's going to be so many people in town. Who do you guys want to talk to?
Let's see, not Justin Timberlake.
Well, no, not Justin Timberlake.
No.
I just was wondering as if for design, he's not going to be here.
No, that would be a fun one. I don't know if he's coming, but if he is,
well, if you like,
you know,
say
we'll be
yes to
that.
The dress, there's Wedding SOS with George.
Okay,
absolutely. One of the things that I think is so fun is all of the stylists and like hair people who are being flown in just to be on hand for all, not just for the celebrities, they bring their own teams, but for all the VIPs who are accustomed to a certain level of service.
Yes.
I mean, there are like local
services.
Where will
they work out of?
The hotels? Or where will they work?
So there is an official mobile beauty company of the Super Bowl.
Who is it? L'Oreal?
No. It's their own company. They're called Style B, and they're based in L.A., and they sort of got the gig.
Wow.
And so their job is to have a team on hand so that, you know, if J-Lo has an eyelash fall off, they can run and fix it for her.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
They will go to your hotel room. They'll come to your house. Whatever you want, they'll do it.
And it's Style B. Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
All right, so what else is happening?
What else is happening? Well, we just today are launching a store. So we're doing this whole campaign around how to dress Minnesotan. Because
I love
the thing is, we don't want to make fun of ourselves.
No.
Right? We do not walk around in the winter looking like marshmallows. We figure out how to stay warm and still look cool in the cold.
If you wear a puffy jacket, you wear skinny leggings.
Yeah.
You know?
You could do that, but I think the warmer jackets are actually getting slimmer as well. So we have a whole guide online to ways to look good in the cold, but then we want to show, they're on Instagram, I mean, all the influencers, what do they want to do? They post their pictures in their big fur-trimmed coats and everything. So we're inviting people to use the hashtag #HowToDress Minnesotan.
Oh, that's the hashtag?
All show up on our website, and then you can, you know, kind of get a handle, and we can kind of celebrate looking cool in the cold.
I absolutely love that.
Cold. One of the things, Allison, this is just totally a theory of mine that I have, but Julie and I even notice this when we go to L.A., and it might only be like 60 degrees or something, but people who are not from a cold state, they do love to wear their cool coats and boots and hats that they never really get to wear, or they wear and it's like, you know, 60 degrees and it's ridiculous to have that on. They like to wear this stuff and they're totally all excited.
Right, right, because they just think it's fun and it's play. It's kind of like at New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Like if a snowflake falls, everybody is like decked out in fur and craziness and wearing the big hats.
And the boots. And yeah, 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 yeah.
Absolutely. That is for sure.
And it's all about the palms on top of the hats, isn't it?
Still happening. Those palms are still happening. Now they're interchangeable. That's the new thing. Pumps at the Galleria has a line that does this where, like, you can, they're magnet and you can, like, take them off. And
you
then,
gave
you know,
us these.
Yes. In the, your palm.
In the fashion, fall fashion show, Fashionopolis. And
yeah.
I just put mine on something today.
Yes. There's another company, a local company called Namakin Fur, and they do it too. And they're going to be part of this pop up that is happening at City Center over the 10 days. You know, so it all starts like next Friday,
right,
a week from Friday.
Yeah.
That's when Super Bowl Live opens in the afternoon. And so that's sort of when the official celebration begins. And City Center is going to have this huge North local market.
Okay.
And like more 25 plus local companies, including like Sven Clogs.
Right.
You know, brands that are from here that we know and love, large and small, they're all going to be selling their goods at City Center. They're just taking over.
That's great for that. And people will buy it like crazy.
I think so.
I also think the other thing we're going to see on people from out of town, and in you're dressing Minnesotans, because I know all three of us, and probably Donnie too, everybody has a fur bomber hat. It might not be real fur, but
yep,
the bomber style hat. And there's so many designer ones out there, Allison. I think people are going to be wearing their $1,000 Gucci fur bomber hats. I swear.
Sure. Where else are you going to wear it? If not in Minnesota around the Super Bowl.
Okay, who's your number one get that you want to interview that you think you've got a chance with for the Super Bowl?
Oh, well, those are two different things. Who's the number one get and who do I think I have a chance with? I mean, I would love just 10 minutes with Justin Timberlake. You wouldn't? Wouldn't you want
to? Well, if you promised to ask him why he can't apologize to Janet Jackson and just own his part in that crap.
No kidding. No kidding. You know, he's going to have a lot of time here.
I know.
You should hear what he said today.
Out? Right, because he's got to be here for Paisley Park, and then the whole thing. I just feel like he and Jimmy Fallon are going to be, like, running through skyways.
Okay,
like,
but they're going to be annoying us because he gave an answer to a radio show, though, today, and he goes, well, what do you want me to say?
About Nipplegate.
It's
a headline in the New York Post.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Allison, he's terrible.
Yeah, he's got to get some, his people need
his
to give
PR,
him some better messaging.
He needs to own it.
What about Michael Strahan?
That would be fun.
Why,
Lester
Michael?
Holt's going to be here too.
Who is?
I love Lester.
Oh, Lester Holt. I love him.
Yeah.
He'd like to go shopping with you, Allison. He is
God,
a stylish guy.
Okay, let me tell you, Allison, I think it's in your, because I go to your website, MSP Mag, every day to find out what's going on with the Super Bowl. It's somewhere, or it's on the Super Bowl Live, the Super Bowl place, but it tells you all the hotels where every Fox is going to be, NBC is going to be, where they're going to be doing their live shows.
Yep.
And so I think, I swear, you just go by there and get them. Well, you know how to get them. You'll get them.
Oh, we'll get them. We're just going to be arm in arm walking down Nicollet Mall.
You're going to get them. We're going to be broadcasting down there from a hotel too.
Snow tubing on Nicollet Mall. That's what we're all going to do with Lester Holt. Maybe The Rock wants to join us. You know, he's going to be on Jimmy Fallon.
Yes. Or the beautiful This Is Us people.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's your dream.
Bring me Sterling K. Brown, please.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Call us if you get Milo Ventimiglia. That's all we really care about.
Allison, we are going to be following you, and thanks for the heads up on all the good stuff on MSP Mag, and we'll Donnie's going to put a listing on all the driving and everything, because it's really fun. And the hashtag, how to dress Minnesotan, if you want to be picked up. Thank you, honey.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. Happy 2018, because I don't think we've seen each other since.
Well, we'll see each other soon.
I know. When we come back, we gotta listen to some more and Curry talk about it, and we also have to talk about Dylan Farrell,
who's spoken out loud for the first time ever about her stepfather Woody Allen, and wow, powerful.
Powerful. We'll be right back.
Baby, there's a lot of people. Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Okay, we are going to get back to Ann Curry. She sat down with CBS this morning, and as much as we all wanted to see her get drunk and spill the tea, all the tea, she was classy and dignified, and I've read the excerpts of her People magazine. She's the cover this week. It's been 5 years since she was cold blocked, 4 years, excuse me, from that, her news anchor job, because Matt Lauer couldn't stand her.
No,
for whatever reason. And that's why Katie Couric also said, about Matt. Well, that wasn't the Matt I knew, but he liked her. They joked around every day.
Yeah, they
had coffee before the show.
They were friends.
They were friends, but he never liked Anne. He liked her over on that news desk.
Right, and they really felt out of loyalty to her that they should promote her to the anchor desk.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, but Matt, the minute he wasn't having it. So anyway, she was classy and dignified. The ladies really grilled her. And but when the Me Too movement started in October, and I never took it as that it was definitely about Matt Lauer. I just think, okay, Anne's 54 years old. Of course, she's been sexually at least harassed.
Yep.
You know, by somebody that she's worked with, a boss. Me too. I mean, there's just nobody who could be that. I mean, that's just, did you see the front page of the Star Tribune today?
No, you told me about
63% of women have been harassed.
Yikes.
You know, it's a high number.
It is
and
a high
even
number.
Higher if you're older.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's finish up with with Anne talking with CBS This Morning.
Though each of the personal stories add to this new conversation, you tweeted Me Too in October. What did you mean? What was...
Well, I think I meant what I just said, which is, you know, sorry, John, but it's about, you know, the idea that I don't know a single woman, who has not endured some form of sexual harassment. And many women have endured workplace sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. It's happened to me in multiple jobs, and it is a way of sidelining women. You know, and it's ultimately not only bad for the women, it's bad for the companies,
yes.
And it's bad for our nation because it's a limiting of people. And really, ultimately, also, we should be talking about the victims. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the scandal. What about the victims? What are we going to do to remove the stigma and the shame? What are we going to do to make sure these women work and are not sidelined and prevented from contributing to the greater good that we all are trying to do?
Again, classy, dignified. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake, he could go to he needed to go to the same therapist. Let's play the next one, Donnie.
What are we going to do? Because you're talking about a power imbalance, which goes, as you say, outside of just sexual harassment. It goes to the structure of the place that women are entering to and what they face when they come in. So
absolutely.
How does that change? Does that mean more women executives? Does it mean taking women coming in? How does that change?
Absolutely, John. I think that until the glass ceiling is broken,
mm-hmm.
until the balance of power is even. And remember that women are 1-to-1 in this country, and in many years, we are the majority,
yeah.
right? So until that balance occurs, then the culture that we're talking about that enables the diminishing of women will continue. Mm-hmm. And this is really what we need to fix. And this is why one of the reasons why breaking the glass ceiling is so important.
Well, there are two women anchoring the Today Show, as you know, Savannah and Hoda. And Savannah, I think, called it one of the most popular decisions ever made. Did you ever think you would see that, two women at the table?
No, I think that's also overdue. I mean, as you well know, many of the viewers of the morning broadcast now are women. It's overwhelmingly women. And for the idea that women are involved speaking to women is actually an overdue idea. So absolutely, I think it's a good idea.
And of course, Hoda and Kathy Lee have been, you know, kicking butt. We've been two women. I mean, people laughed at like two women who are going to listen to two women talk about nothing. I mean, that's what people said about
wait
us.
A minute. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Tell everybody.
It's a show about nothing.
That's right.
But who does all the talking in our society?
I know. That was what you
women.
Said in our interview, Lori.
Yeah.
You're like, we're meeting, and there's like someone asks us, Jenny, why
should I hire you?
Yeah.
And for women, we made the whole world talk about one thing, nipples.
No, but everyone talks. Women do all the talking.
Yeah, that was our other thing. And the glass ceiling thing is correct. I mean, that is a very real thing.
Well, the thing that I think is really in our line of work, I mean, when we hear about what goes on in Hollywood with the movies and everything, how few women direct. How few women get projects done.
Managers.
How few women. That has really been
position.
A man-oriented.
But even in the hospitality industry, I made the wrong thing. I replaced, when I got my dream job at Carlson that I wanted so bad, the guy, great guy, Marty, I can't think of his last name right now, but he was a director.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hired as a manager.
For the exact same position.
For the exact same position. And I knew because he was nice enough to tell me that I was making $15,000 less, and they did it based, they said, well, you have a different title. You know. And that
it was the exact same
that job. Happens at companies all the time. Mm-hmm. The variance in titles because that equals pay.
Absolutely.
All right, let's play the last inquiry cut.
The morning broadcast. And one thing, Ann, you said it hurt like hell. You learned a lot about yourself. What's the one thing you learned about yourself that you want us to know about you now?
Well, about me, maybe not so much, but about all of us, that when we open our arms wide to life, all the good and the bad, if we can just open ourselves wide to it and embrace it, we can learn what we need to learn, and we can go on and become better people. And I hope that I've done that. So that's.
And she also, in her People magazine, when they asked her that question, she said, I can say I've done nothing or did anything wrong. Right.
And I thought that was really, she said that I didn't do anything wrong.
And she didn't. I mean, it was Matt who was being a real cold blocker. And he muscled.
I loved hearing from her again. I love her voice.
And her show is going to be on PBS. It's called We'll Meet Again. And it's so far 6 episodes have been filmed, but it looks amazing.
It really does. And it's people from all different walks. And she's finding people that have had crossed paths so many years earlier.
And she's starting it with her parents, which was a thing that she did on the Today Show. That's where the kernel of that idea came from. Mm-hmm. So
I absolutely love it.
Anyway,
were her parents in an internment camp?
Her dad was a GI, and he went to Japan, and it was right after World War. You know, we fell in love, yeah. And the army or whatever branch of the service, because we were there, like my was there in the '70s. And it Lori's was very family. Commonplace for somebody to be married to a Korean woman or Filipino woman, or it was very mixed, you know, a black guy would be married to a lady from Thailand, whatever. But at the time her parents met, which was after Hiroshima, we can't have you be a bamboo soldier and get involved with someone who could be a spy. So they assigned him to Morocco for
they
2
did.
Years. It's going to be an interesting show next Tuesday on PBS.
Thank
we'll meet
you.
Again.
And when we come back, we're going to talk everything SAG Awards. Stay with us.